How would you like to be remembered 25 years from now?
How would I like to be remembered 25 years from now? Well, hopefully, 25 years from now, I'll still be remembered as actively writing at the present and still shooting animals at the present. 25 years from now, I'll be 78 years old, and my dad now is 76, and he's going on a muskox and caribou combination hunt this fall within about 100 miles of the North Pole, and he's also deer hunting and doing some other hunting, and hopefully 25 years from now, I won't be a memory. I'll still be actively doing this stuff, but how would I like to be remembered whenever? I would like to be remembered as somebody who helped other people enjoy bow hunting more. My job, as opposed to what I enjoy doing, my job is, in my mind, is helping other bow hunters be better at their sport, helping them by recommending equipment that I've tested and I know works well, helping them by recommending tactics and techniques with archery gear that I know work well, helping them by just adding some spark to the sport with what I hope are entertaining articles that get people fired up to go out and do it themselves. That's how I'd like to be remembered. I say that's a job, but I enjoy doing that too. I'd like to be remembered for those things, not the personal accomplishments that I've had the good fortune to accomplish over the years. I'm sure those accomplishments hopefully will be remembered too, because they'll be in my books and articles, and people will still be reading some of that stuff. But I guess those are just examples in my mind of what anybody can do who wants to dedicate themselves to this wonderful sport and take the time to do it right. It's an example of what anybody can do. And if anybody else manages to enjoy bow hunting as much as I enjoy bow hunting, and if I've helped in that process, then I'm a happy guy.